We don't like to think about it. One of the most important questions we should ask ourselves is, what happens after we die? Studies show that most people believe in life after death, and most of them believe in some sort of heaven and hell. Even 32% of atheists believe in the afterlife. But the question is, how do you get there? Studies also show that people believe that there's more than one way to make it to heaven. That's probably because most religions teach that good people go to heaven. They all have different approaches to the question of the afterlife, but they all agree that entering into heaven depends on how good or bad a person you are during your lifetime. Then, if entering into heaven is about being a good person, the question is, how good do you have to be? Is your best good enough? Do you have to be as good as the average person or as good as Mother Teresa? The truth is that no one knows. This is where Christianity departs from all other major religions. In Christianity, the only measurement we find to the question of how good a person must be is that you must be perfect. And being that no one is perfect, that means that no one is good enough to make it into heaven. Yes, there are good people, but as to the question of who's good enough, the answer according to Christian teaching is no one is good enough. See, the good news is that Christianity also teaches that everyone who accepts Jesus as their Savior can make it into heaven. At first glance, this may seem unfair, but in a world full of imperfect people, everyone has an equal chance of making it into heaven, no matter your upbringing, race, level, or social status. It's because of God's grace we're all given the opportunity to enter into heaven. Jesus said, "It's because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."